Good day and welcome to the 2018 CFL Draft Top Prospects Call. Your host is Mr. Lucas Barrett. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome everyone to the CFL Top Prospects Call. Early today, the CFL revealed the final Scouting Bureau Top 20 list, the last one before the May 3rd CFL Draft. On today's call, we have number two rated prospect and the highest skilled position player, receiver Mark Chapman from Central Michigan. Chapman jumped eight spots from the last winter rankings from 10 to 2. We also have the third ranked prospect and the highest rated U Sports player on the list, offensive lineman Dakota Shipley from University of British Columbia. And lastly, we have our third prospect on the call, the number six ranked prospect, offensive lineman Mark Cordy from the University of Alberta. Operator, please, if the media could please direct their questions to the prospects, that'd be great. If we can direct the questions, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel the question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. Thank you for your patience. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. And the first question is from Marshall Ferguson from TSN 1150 Hamilton. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Congratulations on being on the final list here. I got one question for each of you. I just want to start out with Mark. The receivers have only been taken first or second three times in the last 25 years in the actual draft, Mark. I'm not sure if you know kind of the history of that, but you're in a really, really rare position for you to be in that spot where you are in the second overall ranking in the Scouting Bureau. That suggests that being in the first or second spot in the draft is a serious possibility. And again, that's only happened three times in 25 years. Do you understand how rare, I guess, that is, that you're positioned to have that opportunity?
I'll be honest. I didn't know it was that rare of an event to happen in the draft. So, I mean, I've just been hearing it from my agent and my family's been filling me in, like, just the opportunity and everything that's been happening. I'm just really grateful because, honestly, like you said, it just doesn't happen often. So it's kind of it's really exciting for me, and I really can't believe it. So I'm just so excited about it.
My next one I have there for Dakota, I just want to ask, what's the most difficult question that you faced so far going through it? It seems like it's been a pretty charmed run through everything so far for you.
I think that might be the most difficult question I've gotten, trying to figure out which question I've been asked. Not too sure. I had an interview with Hamilton at the combine. They asked me three things one thing I was doing a lot of, one thing that I should do more of, and one thing I need to stop doing. I had a hard time figuring that out on the spot, and honestly, I've still been thinking about it since they asked me, and haven't really come up with an answer yet, so waiting for them to tell me what to fix and what to stop doing, I think.
And the last one I have here for Mark. Mark, you and Mark both were not rated at the beginning back in September, and to some people came off the radar. For you, you always knew kind of where you were going to be at moving forward, but how does it feel to move from being that unranked guy to shooting all the way up to being in the top 10 here?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an exciting last few months. I mean, I think we're really looking at a deep draft class here, especially at offensive line. So to now be regarded kind of, you know, near the top of that it's been exciting to kind of climb the ladder for sure.
We go to the next question, operator.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. The next question is from Ed Tate from BlueBombers.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Congrats on being ranked this high. I just wanted to know what you do between, say, now and the draft to I guess, work on your craft or to get better, but also just kind of keep your sanity between now and when you hear your name called on May 3rd.
I guess I'll start. Yeah, honestly, it's about, like, I've asked a couple of my older friends who have, like, gone through this process. Like, the main thing is they tell me to just keep your head because there's so much going on and you don't know, like, there's no really clarity where we're going and what's going to happen in these next few months. So the main thing is just, while you're working on your craft is to keep your head and just take it day by day and just enjoy the process as much as possible.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, just like the same mentality that I had leading up to the combine is, you know, get your lifts in and, you know, keep training and kind of lay low until everything, you know what your fate is basically leading up to the combine. That was the mindset. And I feel like I have the same thing, you know, heading into the draft, not trying to overthink it, you know, and just do what you're good at and control what you can control. And, you know, the rest will play its course.
Yeah, I kind of agree with the other two guys. I think it's important to kind of get ready for camp and just get your mind ready to make that next move, but also, you know, taking it all in and enjoying the process as well as we move through it. So trying to enjoy it while also being ready for camp in a few months here, or in a month.
If I could just ask a follow-up. So do you spend any time, or is it kind of wasted energy, to look at what CFL teams have currently on their depth chart and what, you know, where you might fit in or what kind of challenges you might have on depending on where you go? Or is that something that you can't really concern yourself with until you find out where you're going?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I try not to do that because you could get, you know, you might fall in love with one team and the situation they have going there because you think you fit right, and then something totally different happens. So I just try to – I'm just open to whatever happens, you know. I'm just excited about the whole thing, so I don't try to, like, analyze too much. I'm just having fun with it.
Yeah, you hear a lot in the offensive line position specifically is to expect the unexpected. And I think, you know, I just have that same mindset leading into the draft. I mean, you know, you could, like Mark said, they're really fall in love with one team, and then the other team takes it. You just have to be ready to, you know, to go wherever your name is called. So.
Yeah, I think these guys hit it well. I mean, I think you can, it's fun to look at, you know, where you might fit in, where you might land. But I think the most important thing is just being prepared to be anywhere and to step in and contribute right away once you're there, wherever it may be.
Thanks for this, fellas.
Thank you. Once again, please press *1 if you have a question. And the next question is from Marshall Ferguson from TSN 1150 Hamilton. Please go ahead.
Just got me thinking with Ed's question there, guys. I meant to ask you earlier on. It's easy for Mark for you to be able to kind of compare yourself to your brother because I know he dipped his toes in the CFL waters there. But from each of you, I'd love to get a player that you believe your game kind of relates to or somebody that you would compare yourself to that's been in the CFL previously. Obviously, it's a little bit easier at the receiver position for you, Mark, but for both Mark and of course for Dakota as well, is there anybody that you've been with or trainers or coaches or someone that they said you can be like that guy? Who is that player? I'll start with Mark there.
Is that Mark Chapman or the other Mark?
Yeah, sorry, Mark Chapman.
I'll be honest, I'm not really familiar with too many CFL wideouts. I mean, I know a couple that I've been trying to watch, but I'm not as familiar with them as I am with American players. So I don't know if I can really pinpoint a specific CFL player right now. But if I had to choose, like, an American player, I guess a shifty guy from the slot. I don't know. I've been told, you know, I compared to other MAC wideouts that came out of my conference, like Edelman and the Amendola. It's just the smart slot guys that I'd like to play like them. I think they're outstanding players.
How about you, Dakota?
I was going to say I was actually privileged, in this combine season training with Jovan Olafioye, who just, you know, played his first season with Montreal there. I think he brings a lot to the table, being the big body that he is. You know, like 360 pounds. When I found it was 360 pounds, it blew me away because he carries it so well. So I kind of, you know, I want to be able to put on weight like that guy and still have the feet that he does and the power at the same time. So I think Jovan's been a big influence for me.
Yeah, for me, I think, you know what, David Beard's always been a guy. He's playing at Edmonton now. He played at UVA with me my first year, and he's always been a guy that I've kind of looked up to. We followed similar careers and kind of similar body types and levels of athleticism. So it's been fun to kind of keep an eye on a lot of guys that I played with and against. But he's been kind of the one guy that I've felt like has kind of followed a similar path to me, and it's exciting to see him doing well now.
Thanks, guys. Operator, next question.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
My question is for Mark Chapman. Mark, I think I read somewhere that you're from a military family. Did you move around a lot as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I've moved to a couple places. I was actually born in Japan.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been in Japan, and we lived in California. That's where I started playing Pee Wee football for, like, 8 years. And then Missouri, and my dad finally retired in 2008, and that's when I moved to Michigan.
Okay. I'm wondering, was it tough to just kind of pick up the game if you were moving around a lot as a kid? Was it hard to kind of – do you think it would have helped more to stick in one place and develop, or did you think that impacted you at all?
I don't know. You would think so, but not really. It actually just made me, you know, a better teammate. I was able to, you know, relate to my teammates. Wherever I went, I just make new friends. So I got really good at being a good teammate. So I'm thankful for that. But, no, it wasn't too hard. It was just show up and play ball.
And I guess pro sports can kind of be a transient profession, too. Do you think that'll sort of help you if, you know, if there are changes down the road, you'd be able to adapt to them easier?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I won't be too rattled if anything ever happens, you know, throughout my career. I'll just, you know, adapt and just keep it rolling, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you.
Yep. Good question.
Thank you. The next question is from Dave Naylor from TSN. Please go ahead.
Guys, question for each of you. Could you walk us through how much interaction interest you've had, if any, in each case, from NFL teams, and how you think that might affect your CFL draft positioning, because obviously teams are sometimes cautious about taking players who they think they may not see for a while.
I haven't had too much contact from too many NFL teams as of right now. So definitely, I know, like, the CFL teams are, you know, waiting to see, and they, if you get a lot of attention, it might affect your draft stock, but I haven't gotten too many bites right now.
Uh-huh. For myself, I was fortunate enough to have a pro day at an American school. So, you know, being in front of some NFL scouts there, was, you know, got some looks, and they were able to see me, you know, test in person. So there's definitely been interest there. But much like the CFL draft, you never know what's going to happen. Or where you're going to go, you know, the day of the draft. So I'm just taking it as it comes, and, you know, we'll see where I end up.
Yeah, I was fortunate to go down to the Shrine Bowl in Florida and get some exposure down there and see where it goes. And then, like, Dakota had a pro day and had a team up and then sent that film off as well. So it's a bit of a waiting game now, and we'll just kind of see what happens here at the end of the month. And then moving forward, I know it's always a thing for CFL teams to kind of know, you know, where a guy's going to land. But, it'll be interesting to see this next few weeks how things go.
So where did you do your pro day?
I did it at University of Alberta here.
Okay, Edmonton. That's it. Okay.
Thank you.
Next question, operator.
There are no further questions at this time.
We'll just do one quick round of if there's anybody else who would like to ask questions for the three prospects. Operator, can you just give them the details of how to ask a question?
Certainly. Please press *1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. No further questions at this time, sir.
Perfect. I just want to thank everyone who was on the call, the three prospects and the media. Just so that you're aware, the draft will take place May 3rd. The broadcast details will be announced in the next few weeks, and this call will be available for the media to take notes. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.